Yeah, so this is part two. I'm here with, well, not physically, but we're Skyping on this one, aren't we, Claire?
Yeah, yeah.
And the last episode saw me end up at Carmarthen, and yes, very nice place. And actually, when I got up in the morning, it was as it had done actually pretty much most of the time I'd been in Wales. It was raining again.
I knew you were
going to
say that.
But it has to be said that by the time I got to Carmarthen, which was an interesting trip in its own right, because I'd driven about 8 minutes and I'd passed just only three cars, which, to be honest, I was beginning to think I was the only person left in Wales, which was quite amusing, because I'd never experienced such a lack of cars driving on the road for so long. Yeah, and it was. I enjoyed it. It was quite peaceful. And interestingly enough, I arrived at Carmarthen, and actually I was quite early there, and the area leader had just arrived. Actually, I didn't know she was in 4N because we were in the car park, but that's the first 4N meeting I've been to where the car park you have to pay for. It was like £1.90 because I left it going until 11 o'clock, so it was 3 hours, but in the middle of nowhere, and you had to pay for the car parking. Quite strange. Anyway, that meeting was pretty good. And big thumbs up to Lynn Griffiths, who was there, accountant, who does 80% of his business in Welsh. Deals with a lot of farmers and stuff.
You would have to down there.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, being from Londres, one doesn't know that there are actually people on this island that don't speak English.
Yeah, now that, I have to say, I found quite shocking. I couldn't quite believe that. I know that there are huge populations, rows of the speaking of Welsh first language communities in Wales, but that there are some people that don't speak Welsh because they can't.
They're English, you mean?
Sorry, yeah. English.
I can't speak Welsh. plenty of us.
I just assumed that those people that chose to speak Welsh all the time, that it was a choice and not. I didn't realise that there were Welsh speakers who couldn't speak English. I find that staggering.
And he was telling me about
much older people, surely.
Yeah, I would have thought so. And he was telling me also about the tribes, the eight tribes of Wales and all of that. And you actually went into a bit more detail on that later on in the week with me, which was quite interesting, because it was literally like being in a different country, really, at times. But, well, I guess in reality I was, but which is why they coined me the International Foresighter while I was there.
But it's called passporting.
Yeah, well, that's right. And actually, I did have my passport on me, just in case. But I wasn't actually called on to...
You asked for it on the bridge. Yeah, no, see. The M4, heading past Swansea.
Yeah.
They sometimes stop and ask for your passport.
Yeah, well, I can imagine. But anyway, I mean, I cut out of there. It was a great meeting. Really enjoyed it. It was a little bit unusual for a foreign meeting, but I won't go into more details than that. But really had a good chance to get to meet most of the people there, and actually get uncharacteristically get to know them all quite well as well, in so far as you can in 5 or 6 minutes talking with people. But I felt like it was a good experience because it was a small group, but I got to talk with all of them there, which was interesting. And being so far away, that's the furthest most west group there is, so they're at the end of the line as far as 4N's concerned. So being a passporter from miles away, they don't actually get that many passporters. So it was, they were really quite pleased to see me. And normally, any visitors that they have are normally come with a caravan and turn up in their shorts to the meeting because they just happen to be there, kind of thing, on holiday.
Is that what they
said? Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So I was like very unusual because I was a visitor that wasn't on holiday. So yeah, that was quite nice. So, yeah, I got on really well. Anyway, we're nearly coming to the end of this boo as well, because we haven't even got out of Carmarthen yet, which is quite funny. But the next boo, we'll be heading to Chepstow.
Excellent.
And, yeah, that was a great one, because we, of course, initiated the Link for Growth in Wales there. So we'll come back and talk about that in a minute, yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.